are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Vistacare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing today?
Great, great. I wish that those little sprinkles of rain would turn into more, don't you?
I would wish that it would. We may get a little bit more tomorrow. So
Keep
our fingers crossed. Maybe half an inch tomorrow, which would be great.
That is wonderful news.
I'll take credit
for that. I washed my car.
That's what happened. I was wondering what it was.
That's it. Washed the bird droppings and the dust off my car.
So. And it brings in the rain clouds.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
So believe it or not, we're really not that far away. A week from Sunday is July 4th. And
it is.
You wanted to talk about the festivities because there's some fun stuff going on.
I do. And the first thing I want to mention is that our first Thursday's event will be held on the 1st of July, and so that'll kind of kick off the festivities.
Yeah.
And I remember that we have a wonderful fundraiser meal that is half a chicken and I can't remember what else, but watermelon. I mean, doesn't that just sound wonderful?
Ooh, that does sound really good.
Yeah. No, not half a chicken. Quarter.
A quarter of a chicken.
Ooh. Yeah, a quarter of a chicken and other things and I don't remember what, but watermelon. I just think that sounds awesome.
That's going to be delicious.
The music is going to be by the Dirty Boot Band, and there will be kids' activities. There will be the Legion will be there with their refreshments as they always are. Our Healthy Hometown group will be there. And someone from Avera or the Rural Health Clinic will be taking blood pressures and provide other health information. And other vendors. I'm not even sure of who all is going to show up, but looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So that starts at 5:30 at Fisher Lily Park. And believe me, it is 10 degrees cooler in that park than it is anywhere else.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be a beautiful spot for this,
as
it was for the original kickoff. So,
great
event there.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun, and it's just so much fun to see people. Oh, Willie Cowan will be doing his wagon rides, and people always enjoy that. And of course,
yes.
Willie is a fantastic guy and entertaining in his own right. So. So, and then the 4th of July, goodness, on the 4th itself, well, the rodeos start at 7 o'clock on the 3rd, and then on the 4th, the 4 on the 4th walk, run will take place at its usual time, registration from 7 to 8, and that's at Chalk this year, which is the little preschool building right on the corner of Deadwood and Main, And the walk run will start at 8 o'clock, and then the parade. There was misinformation in the reminder that the parade was on the 3rd. It is not. It's on the 4th, and that starts at 10. Lineup starts at 9, or as the committee says, 7:30.
Get there early because it's going to be long.
It will. It's always long, and I'll bet this year after COVID it will be even longer. And make sure you go online. There's city website. There's a registration form. And I'll leave this with you, Dave, because it has all the information. You have to be in line by 9:30 to qualify for the awards.
Okay.
And the awards this year are the same as before. Most Patriotic, Best South Dakota Pride, Best Fort Pierre Pride, Best Horse-Drawn, Best Antique Vehicle, and Most Humorous. So lots of awards given out for that. But you need to be in line by 9:30. You can't show up late. And the one thing we're asking this year, because the lineup area is a little bit more restricted than it has been in the past, if you're on a float, please make sure that you make arrangements to have somebody drop you off at your float. There's not enough room for people to park. It's going to get just too congested.
Right.
So, and the parade marshal is Bob Ricketts. We always choose, the committee always chooses someone who has been in the community a long time, mm-hmm. who has given to the community for a long time. We have had the Duffys, we've had Don Sandel, Norman family. That was really neat because the whole family was on horseback.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just a very few rode, mm-hmm. rode on the float, and the rest were on horseback. And so anyway, it'll be Bob Ricketts and his family this year. Someone on the committee said, it's Bob Ricketts' year. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we want, again, to be able to recognize him. And then, of course, the rodeo at 7 and fireworks following that. And then watch for information about fireworks. We had wondered with the drought conditions whether there would be any changes this year, but mm-hmm. we talked to the fire department. They're good with the way things are, and so it will be as normal, as usual.
All right.
And the swimming pool will be open from 1 to 5 on the 4th.
Very nice. So there's a lot going on.
Oh, my goodness,
as always.
Yes. As always, yes.
Especially
yes,
with
indeed.
July 4th weekend. And it's good to know, everybody, just remember, it is going to be happening on the 4th.
Exactly, so. Exactly. The only thing happening on the 3rd that I know of is the rodeo at 7 in the evening.
All right.
So I think that's it. I think we got everything out there.
Yeah, there's plenty to do, kicking off with the first Thursday, and then you've got the rodeo on Saturday and all the fun Sunday for the 4th of July.
Exactly.
So, boy,
and,
oh boy.
And I would just reemphasize, make sure you register. If you want mm-hmm. an entry in the parade, make sure you register your entry. It will really speed things up. We began that a few years ago, but before that, we would have vehicles lined up to the bridge because it took that long. So
so get registered. That's very important to be part of the parade.
It is very important, right. And all of the information is on that. And I'll just leave that here for you, Dave.
Sounds good. Well, okay. Thank you for stopping by. We'll keep our fingers crossed we get that good dose of rain tomorrow.
Keep it coming, Dave.
We can use it. So
okay.
We'll check in with you next week.
Okay.
There.
Thank you.
All right. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us. For people in your neighborhood on this Thursday morning, brought to you by the wonderful folks at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate.